Taking college classes can be tough for blind students. Some classes can feel out of reach because materials like textbooks and exams may not be available in Braille. WABE's Tasneem Shamma reports on efforts to make high-level materials in college classes more accessible to these students.
Here's how blind student Kyla Weathers describes her first semester of college back in 2010.
I didn't do terribly, like I didn't flunk out or anything, but I was like, I need to, you know, have more confidence in travel and like cooking for myself and things.
So she took time off from Dalton State College in North Georgia to learn more independent living skills and how to advocate for herself.
The professors that I took in fall, I would meet with them in spring and just kind of explain like, hey, I'm totally blind and I'm going to be in your class. These are the, you know, workarounds that I use to accomplish the same things that my sighted peers do. And, you know, these are the accommodations that I need to be successful.
Workarounds like using a scribe. It's a professional who sits next to her during exams and transcribes her Braille answers to the Roman alphabet.
It's kind of funny. I tell people that I'm a visual learner, even though I've been totally blind my entire life. But to really understand something, especially academically, I would prefer to read it and have it under my fingers because I feel like it sticks in my head better.
She went on to make history last fall as the first fully blind student to graduate from Dalton State. The university system of Georgia has an average of 350 students each year who are blind or visually impaired. These schools send requests for Braille transcription services to a production center at Georgia Tech. Guy Tolls heads the Braille Services Department. It's one of the only centers in the country focused on college-level textbooks, particularly on science, technology, engineering, and math.
Those subjects require advanced codes, the need to see things in a spatial arrangement, but then also the maps, charts, diagrams, and figures that have to be recreated in order for the Braille reader to feel and understand a concept.
He shows off a biochemistry textbook. Diagrams of molecules look like a collage art project. Strings of yarn and strips of paper are embedded amidst the Braille. And because Braille takes up more physical space,
you know, a math book may be 1,000 pages. Well, it may be 5,000 Braille pages.
So they're heavy and more expensive than your average college textbook. Converting just 5 chapters of a science book into Braille can cost up to $15,000. But once it's on hand, Braille reprints go for about $500.
The types of subjects that I see students who are blind or vision impaired enrolled in now, from an aeronautical school to, you know, some of the highest levels of math, computer coding. And I think that's a sign that, you know, equal access is only going to improve.
And that's what Kyla Weathers is working on now. She's applying to grad school. One day, she wants to teach other blind students how to navigate college. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.